Dennis, it's the end of a long day. I'm tired. I don't feel like guessing games.
You sure are going to be surprised?
Well, nothing you could do would surprise me.
Go on, Mr. Wilson. Guess. It's something you got.
Something I got?
They're down in the cellar.
My power tools came.
Guess again, Mr. Wilson.
I give up.
Termites.
Termites?
See, I told you we're going to be surprised.
Are you sure all the vents are closed?
Everything's closed, George.
Don't want any of the smell in the house.
Yes, George. Oh. Oh, dear. Oh, they're burned.
Never mind, Mrs. Wilson. We still got some raw ones.
Did you check the front bedroom?
Oh, dear.
Everything always happens at once, doesn't it, Mrs. Wilson?
Will you answer the doorbell for me, dear?
Sure, Mrs. Wilson.
Martha, I can't hear you.
Just a minute, dear. See what you made me do.
Oh, Martha, dear, I'm sorry. What's got you all upset?
Mrs. Wilson, you got up.
Oh, Dennis, what are you doing here?
I'm helping. Boy, Mr. Wilson, that sure is a clean space helmet.
No wonder you're nervous.
Look, what happened to the cookies?
That's all right, Mrs. Wilson. I can help you stir up some more. Then you and me can play spaceman, huh, Mr. Wilson?
I am not playing spaceman.
George, look, it's the wedding invitation.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, aren't they nice? Mr. and Mrs. George Wilson request the honor of your presence at the wedding of their niece, Georgiana Ballinger, to Lieutenant Robert Lee Black on Saturday.
Is that your same niece, Georgiana Ballinger, who came to visit you last summer?
The 8th of June at 11 o'clock in the morning, 625 Elm Street, reception following ceremony.
Is that your same niece, Georgiana Ballinger, who sat with me when I was a little kid?
Yes, dear. Oh, George, there's so much to do in so little time. Maybe we should have the wedding somewhere else.
Is that your same niece, Georgiana?
Georgiana is just like a daughter to us, and she's going to be married in our home, Martha. Oh, after all, we're the only family she has left. Oh, don't you worry about a thing, my dear. I'm going to put on the best wedding this town ever saw.
Is that your same niece, Dennis?
Oh, of course it's my same niece, Dennis. I've only got one niece.
Jeepers, I've been jilted. You know what I'm going to be when I grow up, Tommy? A bachelor. Me too. Won't catch me marrying any dumb old girl.
Me neither. Dumb old girls.
And I'm not going to be in love with that Georgiana Ballinger anymore either.
Dennis, what's it like being in love?
Well, it's sort of like Christmas.
Oh.
But you know what it's like being jilted?
Uh-uh.
It's like opening your biggest present and finding out it's something to wear.
Hello, Georgiana. Bob. You remember Bob, don't you?
Oh, yes, of course, Bob. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Wilson. How are you, sir?
Fine. Good to see you.
Nice seeing you.
Hello, Bob. Hello, Mrs. Mitchell. How are you?
You must be tired after your long trip.
We're too excited to be tired. Oh, Uncle George, this is so wonderful for you to do this for us.
Oh, nonsense, my dear. I've always promised you a nice wedding, and that's exactly what you're going to have.
Georgette, I'm so happy for you. Henry and I are so thrilled to be standing up for you.
Well, come on inside, everybody.
Dennis! Oh, honey, I'm so glad to see you.
Dennis, I hope you like Bob. It'd make me awfully unhappy if you didn't.
I was going to marry you myself as soon as I grew up.
Dennis, I'm much too old for you.
I'm going to have a birthday pretty soon.
But so am I. And the older you get, the older I get, too. So you see, no matter how fast you grew, it just wouldn't work out. You do understand, don't you, darling?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm sorry about it, too.
That's okay. Is he the one you're going to marry?
Yes, he is. Bob, this is Dennis.
Well, as long as you couldn't have me, I guess you picked a pretty good one.
How do you do, Dennis?
Boy, that's the most beautiful uniform I ever saw in all my life.
Aunt Martha, I have the most wonderful idea. Now, I know it's going to be a simple ceremony, but, well, I've always wanted a ring bearer, and if Dennis wouldn't mind, he'd be just perfect.
All right, everybody. Time for rehearsal. Mr. Bradshaw, you may start the music. All right, Bob, you and Mitchell, start it. Mr. Bradshaw, stop the music. Margaret, dear, you're supposed to be out in the hall with Dennis.
I don't want to be in the hall with Dennis. He pushes.
Yes, I know.
Oh, Martha, do we have to have Dennis? He's just going to make a shambles out of this wedding. I know it.
Well, he looks so cute with the ring on that pillow. Besides, Georgiana asked for him, and it would absolutely break his little heart.
Hey, what's holding up the parade?
Now, everything's going to be just fine, George.
All right, Mr. Bradshaw, start again. Bob, you and Mitchell come in once more. All right, that's your cue, Margaret.
There's simply no more room in the freezer. I don't know where we're going to put the ice cream.
We can take care of that at our house, Mrs. Shelton.
Oh, ladies, please, you're disrupting the rehearsal.
Well, I'm just trying to be helpful.
Well, then go into the living room and sit down. Stop the music.
Come along, dear. Don't mind him. This wedding is so important to him.
Oh, I never allow myself to be disturbed by anything Mr. Wilson says under any circumstances.
All right, Mr. Bradshaw, from Margaret's cue, please. Here comes the bride. Watch me, without music. Now. Here comes the bride. Lum, dum, ta, dum. Just drop the petals from side to side. Now, see, that isn't hard, is it, dear? Oh!
That was a close one, wasn't it, Mr. Wilson?
Yes, it was, Dennis. All right, go on back, and you too, Margaret. All right, Mr. Bradshaw, let's take it from the beginning again. Well, this is the only wedding I'm ever going to put on, and I want it to be right.
It's your money.
Play.
Thank you.
was pretty good. All right, Georgiana, when the minister steps forward, you hand your bouquet to Alice. Oh. Then Alice steps back a little. And then when he says, who gives this woman in, oh, dear, where is that book with the wedding ceremony in it?
I'll get it, Mr. Wilson.
Oh. Oh. I knew it.
Anybody got a long stick and some bubble gum?
Oh. I'll run down the cellar and look for it, Mr. Wilson. I'm sure I can find it.
I'll do it, Dad. I know just where the pipes go. Tommy and me climbed all over that cellar lots of times when nobody was home.
I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Wilson. I'm sure Dennis didn't do it on purpose. Dennis! I'll direct him from here. Dennis!
Yes, Dad?
Over here, son, where you hear my voice. Over here, Dennis. Can you see it?
Not yet, Dad.
Well, it should be close by.
I'm looking. Here it is, behind this old bottle.
Good.
Here's your nerve medicine, dear.
Oh, good.
Such a fuss. You think it was his own coronation.
Well, he's got it. No harm done.
Well, just once in my life, not for my own sake, mind you. I wanted everything nice for Georgiana.
Couldn't we just run off and get married by a justice of the peace?
Here we are. I put it on my thumb so it wouldn't get lost again.
Well, if it gets stuck there, I swear I'll...
It didn't get stuck, Mr. Wilson. I've got a very narrow thumb.
Mitchell, you take the ring from Dennis, and then you hand it to what's-his-name?
Bob.
Hey. All right. Then when the minister says, I now pronounce you man and wife, Dennis and Margaret get out of the way, and Mr. Bradshaw is going to play.
Sweetheart is everlasting.
What's that?
Me and Miss Cathcart have been saving it for a surprise.
It's my little gift for the bride and groom.
Life with its care and tears, life with its joy and fears, will test our love, sweetheart. But faith in each other will carry us through the storm.
Was a good airing, George. You can't smell it now.
Dennis has got to go.
George.
No. I should have put my foot down when you first mentioned it. I should never have let you talk me into it. But it isn't too late.
It wasn't really all Dennis's fault.
Oh, no? Well, whose fault was it? Who invited Miss Cathcart? He did. Who dropped the ring? He did. Who knocked over the termite killer? He did.
But then Mitchell's was too late.
Don't you try to talk me out of it. My mind's made up. Why, Dennis is young. He'll be over his disappointment by day after tomorrow. But, Georgiana, my dear, this is your wedding. Oh, it's the most important day in your life. No, sir. No. I am not going to let Dennis spoil it.
Say, how come you folks didn't invite me to your wedding?
Well, you weren't born yet.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. But I bet if I had been born, you would have invited me home.
We certainly would have, dear.
Weather bulletin. Rain predicted for tomorrow. The barometer is falling with northwest winds. We can expect heavy showers before dawn tomorrow.
Oh, no, it can't rain for the wedding.
Don't worry, Mom. Well, it's good old Mr. Wilson. Hi, Mr. Wilson. Want a peanut butter and mayonnaise and banana sandwich?
Dennis, I thought you'd be in bed.
He's too excited about the wedding to go to sleep.
Would you like a piece of chocolate cake or something?
Oh, no, thank you. I want to talk to Mitchell about something.
Why don't you run along to bed, son? You can take your milk with you.
Okay, Dad.
Did you hear the weather report, Mr. Wilson? They're expecting rain by tomorrow morning.
Oh, naturally it's going to rain. Sure, just let George Wilson try to put on a real nice wedding, and naturally it rained.
It isn't going to rain, Mr. Wilson.
It isn't?
Oh?
I already said my prayers, and I asked God special to make it a fine day for the wedding. But if you're nervous, Mr. Wilson, I'll say them all over again just to make sure.
Oh, well.
I don't mind, Mr. Wilson. I'll be glad to do if it'll make you feel better. Night, everybody. Sleep tight.
Good night, dear.
Don't you worry, Mr. Wilson. You and me are gonna put on the best wedding this town ever saw.
Well, what can we do for you, Mr. Wilson?
I forget.
Well, I never wonder with all the things you have on your mind. Why don't you have a cup of coffee? Maybe it'll come back to you.
No, thank you.
Well, maybe it was something Mrs. Wilson wanted to borrow. You're welcome to anything we have.
No, I just wanted to say thanks for everything. Don't be late for the wedding.
Dropping in for.
Excuse me. I beg your pardon. Please.
You sound like a daughter to us. Won't you find a seat in the living room?
Martha, where is that minister? He promised he'd get here early.
He'll be here, George.
Oh, everything's gone wrong. Everything. It's going to storm, and the minister isn't going to get here.
There's not a cloud in the sky, and the minister isn't due for another 5 minutes.
Well, maybe he got his dates mixed up, or maybe he forgot. Operator, this is an emergency. Get me... Martha, what's his name? Martha.
Come in, Reverend.
Hello, Miss Wilson.
George will be so happy to see you.
Hello, George.
Oh, hello. Martha, what's his name? I'm trying to get him on the telephone. I can't remember his name.
Who, dear?
The minister.
It's easy to see that you ought to come to church a little longer.
I'm sorry. This way, Reverend.
Thank you.
There's a car locked up in the garage, Tommy. Here's the key. Put lots of signs on it. We want everybody to know they're really married. Okay, Dennis. Okay, Tommy.
Your nerve medicine, dear. Darling, just try not to think of anything except this is our little Georgiana's wedding day.
All right, Martha, all right. But don't you go getting weepy on me. I cannot stand women who cry at weddings.
Well, I'll try not to, dear. Here's the ring. We're ready to start. Mr. Bradshaw, we're ready.
Remember, Martha, don't throw the flowers, just drop them. Choo-choo. Oh, have you got the ring, Dennis? Yes, yes, yes. All right.
Right.
joined together in matrimony of two young people is a serious as well as a joyous occasion.
You, Georgiana, and you, Robert, you will promise much and fall short of your promises. But man's ideal is always beyond his performance. Be true to the best that is in you and live fully so that you will have much to share with each other. Who gives this woman in marriage?
Oh, here.
I do. Robert, do you take Georgiana to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
Georgiana, do you take Robert to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
Now, may I have the ring, please?
Here it is.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Repeat after me. With this ring, I, Robert.
With this ring, I, Robert.
Take thee, Georgiana.
Take thee, Georgiana.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
To love, honor, and cherish.
To love, honor, and cherish.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
For better, for worse.
For better.
As long as we both shall live.
As long as we both shall live.
You may now place the ring upon her finger. Repeat after me. I, Georgiana, take thee, Robert.
I, Georgiana, take thee, Robert.
To love, honor, and cherish.
To love, honor, and cherish.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
As long as we both shall live.
As long as we both shall live.
Under the powers vested in me by church and state, I now pronounce you man and wife.
Has been a Screen Gems film production from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.